Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Well, what is up, Cowboys Nation, and welcome to another episode of Dallas Cowboys Daily here on the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network. You already know I am your host, Jess Navarez, and there's a lot to talk about, so let's get right to it. Today is Tuesday, August 9th. Happy Tuesday, everyone. And now that the boys have wrapped up day 11 of camp in Oxnard, let's have a chat because, again, we saw a lot of things on Monday. Starting with the looming kicker situation, I actually come bearing good news for once. Both Liram Hirelahu and Jonathan Gary Bay had their best day of practice yet. In fact, Liram went 8 for 8, while Jonathan went 6 for 8. But do you remember when Jerry Jones said last week that he wasn't exactly worried about the kicking position? Well, shocker, that wasn't actually the case. In fact, according to Patrick Walker, the Cowboys will bring 4 kickers in this week. Those 4 kickers being J.J. Molson, Matt Armandola, Cole Murphy, and before I say the last one, I want you all to take a deep breath with me because it's going to sting a little bit, okay? We're going to inhale and then we're going to exhale, okay? The last kicker the Cowboys are bringing in this week, Brett Maher. Yeah, that Brett Maher. Patrick also adding in his tweet that Will McClay said during a presser that there would only be 2 kickers max that make the full roster, meaning this competition is about to amp up people we have not even seen the beginning of it yet, which is really good because it desperately needs to. We needed to address this kicking situation yesterday, if you ask me. A long time ago, actually. So let's talk about who's coming in. In fact, Shane Carter was the real MVP, and he put these stats together on Twitter and made sure I saw it. So Shane, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Brett Maher has a field goal percentage of 77.4%, and his longest field goal was a 63-yarder. Cole Murphy, actually from the United States Football League, has a field goal rate of 91.7%, his longest field goal kick being a 60-yarder. Matt Armandola has a field goal percentage of 68.4%, his longest field goal being a 49-yarder, and J.J. Molson doesn't have any stats added up yet, but he was released from the Packers practice squad back in May. So all I'm saying, guys, if you know which side of the fence I stand on this, is if we're going that route, Dan Bailey has a 68.2 field goal percentage and his longest field goal being recorded as a 53-yarder. So do what you want with that information. Just thought I would mention it. The kicking situation has obviously been something I've been following closely, as the rest of us have, because it's been worrisome. So I'm glad that we're semi-addressing this situation overall, but I'm interested to see what preseason brings specifically for this position because it's about to get really competitive. Continuing on though, Monday's practice was actually a sigh of relief for Cowboys Nation as the offense was the star of the show. So here's a list of the best things that were seen and noticeable. CeeDee and Dak's connection just continues to become more and more obvious as CeeDee had the first mojo moment of the day. Good for wide receiver one. Semi Fiokko also having another impressive day overall and just showing a sense of consistency. Kevontae Turpin, his speed was noticeable and he was mentioned several times throughout the day, again, just making those plays happen. Micah racking up another interception, just being the linebacker. Noah Brown catching a dime during the one-on-one drills that was very, very good to see. And the punt returners on Monday were Tony Pollard, Kevontae Turpin, and Jalen Tolbert. So all good things there, my friends. Something else that I wanted to make sure I talked about was we heard from Trayvon Diggs and his son Aiden during a press conference, so here's a little bit of the highlights from that. When Trayvon was asked about the increased recognition he got last season, he said now it's more about being a leader for his third year.
I feel like it's more like a leadership thing. Just growing up, you know, just knowing the game now and this being in my third year, I'm just trying to grow, be a better teammate, and be a better leader.
Trayvon also mentioning that he did officially shut down his Twitter account because it was just too toxic and he's trying to focus on camp right now. So sad for us, but good for him for protecting his peace. Do what you gotta do, my king, to stay focused for the season. And lastly, he was of course asked about what it meant to him to have Aiden there with him during practice. He said it's a blessing and he's thankful. To which the real star of the show, Aiden responded with this, and just a warning, it is going to melt your heart.
So, every time I'm with my dad, I love it because when he gives me picks, it makes me really happy. And Dallas are going to win the Super Bowl today because this is my favorite team.
So you heard it here first, people. Aiden Diggs says we're winning the Super Bowl. So we are winning the Super Bowl. The last thing I wanted to make sure to mention was that the Cowboys officially announced they will have 2 open practices at the Ford Center at the Star. Those practices will be free and open to the public on the 23rd and 24th of August. So very exciting stuff for the folks around Frisco. So moving on now, you know it is Tuesday, meaning it is time for another Trivia Tuesday. Let's see how well you know your Dallas Cowboys. This week's question is, what Cowboy holds the team record for most consecutive games with at least one reception? If you think you know the answer, send me a tweet and you might just get a little shout out on tomorrow's episode of Dallas Cowboys Daily. And here is your daily reminder. We're just 33 days away from that regular season opener against the Bucks. I can hardly wait, and I'm just so hyped even saying that. Speaking of being hyped, let's keep you hyped for your Tuesday, and let's just remind you of the new content we have coming out a little bit later, starting with a new episode of The 750 with 2-time Super Bowl champion Tony Casillas and our own RJ Ochoa will drop later this morning, and later tonight, a new episode of a Blog and the Boys roundtable with various members of your Blog and the Boys staffers. Make sure to never miss an episode by subscribing to the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network wherever you listen to your podcast. Write us a review and give us all 5 stars with that rating. If you want to keep up with all things Dallas Cowboys, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok. Give us a like on Facebook and hit that subscribe button on YouTube. And that is all I have for you today, my friends. But of course, you know I will be back at it tomorrow here on Dallas Cowboys Daily. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Go make it count. Get yourself an extra cup of coffee because you deserve it. And I will see you tomorrow, Cowboys Nation.